Welcome to the Murphy, Sam and Jody After the Show podcast.
So something that we touched on in the show today and something that happened this weekend, I want to talk to you about, Sam.
Yes.
I thought of you. It's a conversation I want to have with you anyway.
What did I do
wrong? So instead of making you uncomfortable just one-on-one, I thought we'd do it here.
Let everybody
Will.
I think you know what I'm about to tell. Well, you sort of know about this, Murphy. So I know that you are, Sam, nervous, even anxious about your upcoming oral surgery.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring that up again?
Well, it's real. We can't. I mean, you want to just pretend like it's not happening?
Wrench up the pressure?
No. I want to talk to you as a friend. I want to tell you something that happened. Because I know you are, and I love the message. I love it when you've said, because you've said it on the show, and I've heard you say it in here, just us, that you want younger people to know to take care of their teeth.
Yeah.
And I think that's a beautiful message.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is, I thought about you this weekend because it can happen to anyone. There's a lot of people who end up having to have, you know, mouth surgery, tooth surgery, dental surgery, who've done everything right.
Oh, yeah. I mean my dentist even told me, we don't know if this is because you've neglected your teeth for 10 years or, you know, you have some hereditary issue.
Sure.
Because, I mean, I've been getting the, you know, fillings for cavities since I was tiny.
Well, wow.
Kid.
Okay.
So
wow.
It's like, well, yeah,
that's pretty telling.
Could have a genetic issue, you know.
But. Well, I say that because I've been thinking about you about it lately, and then all of the sudden, is it the sudden?
Suddenly
on Saturday, we were eating, and I started having tooth pain. And I take very good care of my teeth, and I go have them cleaned every 6 months and whatnot. But I started having tooth pain. Remember I told you?
I do.
Front tooth.
Yeah.
The big one.
It's still there, though.
One of the big choppers. Huh?
Is it still there or did it go away?
It's mildly there. It hurt on Saturday, but for no reason, literally suddenly. Hmm. And I'm thinking, oh, wow.
You said it was loose feeling, too.
It felt, well, I was messing with it. Once it started hurting.
Yeah, I mean, if you try hard enough, you can move the teeth.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, so.
It's okay.
Any tooth. You
know. It's okay.
Tie it to a doorknob.
But I just thought about, like, we're all human, and we're all, we all have an expiration date.
Yeah.
I mean, we just do, and it's life.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So I don't want you to, you're going to go through some stuff with this anyway. It's going to be hard, but you're going to come out of it, just like everything else.
Yeah.
I don't want you to blame yourself. You know, because it.
Well, I mean,
can very
I
well
really do think mostly it's my fault because I am just like you have eye issues with eye doctors.
Yeah, I hate
not
it.
The doctors themselves, just the messing
what
with their
they
eye.
Do. Yeah,
I love that. I love going to an eye doctor.
Ooh,
yeah, I love one or two.
You like stuff that. Going into your eyeball?
Oh yeah, I've had two eye surgeries.
Oh, that's
I don't mind the stuff going in my eyeball, but the one and two thing is drives me crazy because I never can pick. I'm really put on the spot.
It's thank
like
you.
This one's a little clearer, and this one's not really clear. Neither is really good, Doc. I hate to break. Do you have anything in the middle of that?
Yeah. When they ask me which one is more clear, I'm like, I don't know. They both look wonky to me.
And next time, I'm going to err to the side of the stronger. Because I'm blurry out of my right eye right now because of that a little bit.
See, I used to think I was irritating the eye doctor by not being able to pick. You know, can you do that one again? But by paying attention to it, I understand what they're doing now. They're going a certain way until you can't, and then they come back the other way. And that part where you're going, I don't know, one or two, either one, they know they hit it.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Somewhere up in there.
That's why it's called a correction.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's interesting. I always just feel the pressure to pick one, to pretend like one is really stronger when it's not.
I mean, I will just like, please do this for me one more time, you know? And
that's
like,
nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Just be honest.
One or two. I'm like, well, let's do it one more time.
Back to the teeth. I know what you're saying.
I just don't want you to also add guilt to it because you already have a little mountain to climb with it.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You don't need guilt on your back.
You know, I got guilt for a million different things.
And we all do.
So it's just another one on the pile. But with me, though, I'm past it, the guilt. It's like, it's my fault, whatever. Let's take the next step and get it done.
Good.
It just the other day when I went back and saw the prosthodontist.
Yes.
A term I didn't know existed. A title.
You know, after visiting with the surgeon, it's like, okay, we're going to get this done, get that done. Boom. My mind was set. I went back with the prosthodontist, and he's like, well, you know. And then there's doubts back in my head. It's like, look. when I came in here, I'm ready to get it done. And now you're saying maybe you should think about it.
And it's wonderful like, that they're giving you options, though.
It is, but it's in my head, the way I operate is once I make a decision, I want to go forward with it.
I know. I know.
And if you're telling me, oh, no, you don't have to get the bottom done, that's just fine. That's one thing. But it's like telling me not to possibly do the bottom because other things can be done to fix that. And it's like I've already been through that with the dentist. It's, you know, extract, crown, bridge, extract, root canal. And it's like he's listing every tooth as he goes across the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go to this guy and just have him take them all out and put this thing in. And it's like, do I want to deal with each individual tooth, you know, over the next, what, 2 or 3 years, having them fixed for something that is it going to be permanent? Is it not going to be permanent?
Hmm. Whereas, that's a personal decision. Nobody can tell you. You have to decide, but you
right.
know what
and
it's like.
And that's how, logically, to me, it's like, just get them out, put the thing in, and let's move forward.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't, the dentists are conferring and talking dental talk right now to determine if this is the way to go or that's the way to go.
Okay.
But I'm already, my mind is already set. This, let's just do this.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I mean,
it could be the wrong decision. Yeah. But it's like, let's just do this and stop hemming and hawing.
They're not hemming and hawing, though.
Well,
they're
isn't
working.
It a significant price difference, too? To say, if they decided to go one route that's not replacing everything, wouldn't that be less expensive?
It would be, but it's... It's one of those things where
longer
it's not,
drawn out.
It's not like $50,000 versus $2,000. It's like close enough to where, okay, it's going to be cheaper, but you're going to have to live through all of this and that and this and that and this and that. You know,
and it will be like ongoing.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm not going to say that in 2 years that crown we did is not going to come off and we got to do another one. Okay. Or that bridge work is going to screw up and we got, whereas the other people, granted, it's not a lifetime guarantee for either one of them.
No.
But it's more of, let's just do this all while we're at it and you're knocked out, as opposed to going to the dentist where you get the shots and the gas and all that. And
then you
can hear it being.
So you'd rather, you know, one fell swoop, one painful Christmas.
Not that I'm a great fan of Larry the Cable Guy, but I want to get her done. And just, you know.
Okay. Well, whatever you decide to do is not our business. I mean, except that we need to know for the show.
Well, it's going to be around Christmas. And if I can hold out for the next 3 months, it'll be at Christmas.
Yeah. After Christmas.
Right before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You need to do a little Christmas dinner before your surgery then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.